Yeah.
Just to, you know, a comment first, but then let's, two comments quickly. Three. Okay. First of all, Alex mentioned to me the other day that when we are, if you look at the language of the Bahag, when he talks about Minyan HaMitzvos, he too actually uses the expression that when it comes to Shkitas and Yitzikas and Blilos and all those things in Kachim of Limud. Do you have language? Yeah, go ahead.
So he says, Mitzvah
Svanim,
Lilmod Lasos,
Itzikos,
Blilos,
Psisos, Yeah, so Lilmod Lasos is a curious language, very similar to our discussion of the Radvaz, right? And what some people think also, you know, again, Leda, Simone, or Lahavdil. So Leda Lasos, like, you know, is strange. Meaning, did the Bahag have some hesitancy to, you know, to count the pieces because they're just Chalakim of the Avoda? And what he was trying to say was, you know, that, you know, knowing the Avodah, if you do the Avodah properly, it's a kiyum in your limud. Or again, maybe just the limud is a way of telling you that these aren't just technical, you know, chalakim, but as the limud will demonstrate, right, there are different, you know, dimensions in the kiyum ha-mitzvah of the Avodah. Each part is something else. It has different laws, and that shows that it's a different stage and a different level of kiyum. But either way, I think it's a very curious language, and I wasn't aware of it, so thank you. Just also very quickly, I mentioned the chinuch the other day, and the chinuch is very important because even more so than the Ramban, although I think it's clear in the Ramban also, but following the Ramban, right, that whatever their criticisms of the Ramban when it comes to simane kashrus, at the same time, they don't have any hesitancy, again, to be mona the mitzvah of shechita. Okay. I just wanted to also add that the chinuch, very influenced by the Ramban ala Torah, when he describes what it is that shechita adds, what value does it add, you know, to the process, does emphasize. He starts quoting, you know, without telling you that he's quoting from the Ramban ala Torah, meaning you're being memayit b'tzar balechayim. It's a mechanism of drawing dam, I guess, which is more conducive, you know, to not violating, you know, the nefesh part of the behema as opposed to the guf part of the behema. So he makes allusion to that. The Ramban never said that that's the reason, although he does imply it. But I think that that's, again, very interesting. And to me, the details of it are less important. What's more important is the methodology of shechita is somehow related to neutralizing things having to do with the original Isur of Achilas Basar and that continue to have to do with the Isur of Achilas Nevela, or maybe Eber Menachai in a more acute way. So that's important to know. Thirdly, just to make one thing clear that I tried to make clear yesterday, but if I didn't, I wanted to add another minute to it, and that is that, again, the Prima Gadim, you know, has his shita, and I was trying to say like three things at the same time, so I just want to make sure it came out. Prima Gadim has this very interesting view that if there is an Isur Aseh, that, you know, it is not just the replication or the chizuk of the lav, and therefore, you know, the chatzi shir isn't chatzi shir anymore, that's a shir of the Doraisa, and they're old enough, Kamina, and so on and so forth. Okay, great. And then he's troubled by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, because they don't seem to say that chatzi shir of Nevela is anything different than chatzi shir of Kol Torah Kula. And that brings him to the question, you know, what about Mujba V'Yomeid for an Aseh and not for Lav and other such things, etc. I just wanted to make clear that two other avenues are that you could agree, you could even agree with the analysis of the Prima Gadim and still not agree with the application of chatzi shir. I think I made clear yesterday. But the other thing is that for the Rambam more particularly, if the Rambam really believes, as we've been saying all along, you know, that either the matir part of shechita is a kiyum, or the shechita is straightforward, just a kiyum, and especially if it's a kiyum because it's borrowed from the world of kachim, and that's what makes it an aseh, then the fact that the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah and treats it as a real mitzvah is not the same as saying that it's an isur aseh. And it's not the same as Rav Avraham and Rambam, I think, correctly defended, you know, the attacks of Rav Daniel Ababli, who said, well, according to the Rambam, every time you eat Nevela, are you over Shnayim, Nevela and the Isur Aseh of Shechita? And Rav Avraham said, yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't sound like my father meant that or was saying that. if he wasn't, then he isn't. So then that's another good reason, and especially if he wasn't, then he isn't, because he felt that what the Shechita was adding wasn't an Isra say, you know, in the sense of, you know, Lava Bamaklala say or anything like that, but it was really the role of the Matir or the role of the Kiyum, etc., then there's no reason why that should translate into Chatzi Shir being more Asr, because it's not about the Isra Achila, it's about the Kiyum, not so much even the Isra Asay, but the Kiyum Asay. Whether it's a contingent chiyuv like the Kesef Mishnah or a kiyum because of the matir and what it contributes, you wouldn't expect that it would get the result of the prima gadim even if you were a prima gadim, you know, enthusiast about this idea for Balei Tosas. Okay? I just want to make that clear. Okay, good. Good. So now we're talking about the bracha. So let's talk about the bracha. So with regard to the bracha, let's talk about a couple of specific shitos going forward. So it seems like there is a bracha, right? The Gemara Pesachim on Zayin Amud Beis, definitely seems to say there's a bracha, right? Eitan, right?
Yeah.
What is the bracha? What does the Gemara say in Pesachim? Either because it can be done by anybody or because it doesn't need to be done, depending on the girsa, right? The standard girsa we have is that anybody can do it. We'll still talk about the Rambam and the brachos very quickly, I hope. Or like the girsa that they had for the Bahag, and that is that no one needs to do it. You know, it's a rishos. So the Gemara does say pretty clearly that there's something called a birchas hashkita, a birchas mitzvah. Sounds like a birchas mitzvah, because the whole sugya in Pesachim seems to be talking about kol mitzvos mevarchin aleihem over lasiyasan. It's in that context. And then the Gemara discusses when le and when al. Okay, so that seems to establish clearly that there's something that's a bracha and it's a birchas mitzvah. Similarly, you have the Gemara in Kisei Adam. Eitan, what does that tell us? By Birchas Kisei Adam. Okay, so now we have to talk about. So according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel and so on, or Rabbeinu Gershom, sorry, and so on, that Gemara is talking about Shechita. So once again, the Gemara seems to be talking about Birchas Shechita, and what's significant about it is that the Gemara is talking about Hefsek, correct? And you have that line in the Gemara about Kisui and Shechita, whether they can be done by Asachas, which we still have to, we should talk about very quickly. Correct. Okay, good. According to the Rambam, that's not about Birchas Shechita. That's going to be important, maybe, for a certain Afkamina. So that's a second Gemara. That's a Gemara in Chulin. We still have to discuss the Hefsek part. Okay. Then you have also the Yerushalmi. Saw it? Yerushalmi and Brachos. Famous Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi about Birchas Mitzvah. Right? What does it say there? Why would you make the bracha after the Shechita? Shem and Esnavla. And that, by the way, has its echo in other discussions. What, you know, are you familiar? Where do we have such a phenomenon? The Bavli doesn't say this, because it has Shechita over Lasiyasan. The only bracha that the Bavli has la'achar explicitly is in Pesachim. Tefillah's Geiros. Then there's a debate among the Rishonim, what about other Tefillos in light of Tefillah's Geiros, or in kind of sympathy for, I don't really mean that, or the whatever the Nusach HaBracha, if it's all one, you know, general idea because of Tefillah. Tefillah's Geiros, of course, have no choice, right? Because they, you know, the Geir can't be Misgayer, and the guy can't be Mubarak until after his Geir. But what about other tefillos? That's a debate among the Rishonim. Okay, that's out of solidarity, but I don't mean emotional solidarity. I mean halachic conceptual equivalence, I guess. That's an important question. What else do we have a discussion on? I didn't give you specifically to look at, but of possibly making a bracha afterwards. So you have the Yerushalmi about Shem and Esnavlo, parallel to that. Yeah, exactly. And what else? Oh, your person. This is your personal bekiyas. It's all extra credit. Where else do we have such a phenomenal discussion? First of all, the Tosis mentions the Rishonim. Mila? Okay. Meaning, what's the issue there? I mean, what are we worried about? We're worried that she'll say no. Correct? Yeah. Or the mole will get queasy. Right? Right? I'm not sure why the mole should get queasy. It's the sandex, you know. One should get queasy. But, right? Good. So we have, like, the Raivit against the Rambam in Birchas Eirusin. Like, she might say no. Well, we've all been to this weddings where the college said no. Right? So, yeah. So Huadin, that Yerushalmi, has this question by Shema Nisnavla. You're worried about bracha levatala. In all cases, for whatever reason, you're worried about bracha levatala. Can you make the bracha afterwards? So it seems like, you know, you have no choice in Geirus. Again, there's this debate about other tvilos. And then you have this interesting, you know, debate about Mila and about Kiddushin. According to some Mefarshim, the language of the Tur, I already mentioned this when we talk about the Prima Gadim, the Tur seems to say, oh, there's a bracha for Shechita. Right? So as we already noted, the Bach, you know, explains that you might think, you know, that there's no bracha for Shechita. And the Prima Gadim wanted to explain that that's because maybe it's Iser oriented. It's really about avoiding, right, Nevela. You shouldn't make a bracha on that. We'll get back to that in just a sec. Okay, but some other Mefarshim explain that what the Tur was really trying to say was, don't think that you should worry about Shem and Esnavla. Right? In fact, you know, you should make a bracha in advance when it comes to Shechita. Okay? Good. So the Shem and Esnavla idea is out there. In general, you know, it's an interesting, you have to put this a little bit in context, and that is, let's say you have a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, which is supposed to make over L'Asi Yasan, and you didn't. What happens then? Familiar? Excellent. Between? No. The Rambam and the Or Zeruah. Okay, the Rambam is of the opinion all over the place. In Perikid Aleph Hilchos Brachos, in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam mentions it many, many, many times, that if you are supposed to make a bracha over L'Asi Yasan and you don't, then it's a bracha levatal. Right? It's, you know, you lose your opportunity. And the Or Zeruah, in Hilchos Kriyashma, and a bunch of other places, says it again by Kisi Adam, I think he says it again by Shechita, says that B'di'eved, if you didn't make the bracha on time, then you make the bracha la'acha. The Rambam clearly understood that Birchas HaMitzvah was a kind of a matir, and the Rav used to say that if you look carefully in the language of the Rambam, he says, kishem, just as you make a bracha on Birchas HaNenin, so too, kach, you make a bracha on Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Rav thought that shows that the Rambam is of the opinion that Birchas HaMitzvah, like Birchas HaNenin, is a matir. And that's why he was of the opinion that even B'di'eved, it's a bracha levatala. If you didn't make the bracha, then it's too late, because it's a matir. You did it already. Whereas if you think it's more, you know, itself, even though that's the gap isn't so great between Birchas Shevach and Birchas HaMitzvah, and it isn't like Birchas HaNenin, so then, you know, then maybe you can make it even lachar. In the Yerushalmi itself, there seems to be a discussion whether the best time to make a bracha is over L'Asi Yasan or Be'emtza Asi Yasan. That same Yerushalmi in brachas. Okay. Why is it, according to the Rambam, this is just a little background, but it helps a little bit, that, you know, how can you ever have an exception? Right? In other words, the Gemara does say that Tfilas Geirim is an exception. and then you make the bracha la'ach. According Bishlam, according to the Arzarua, that the obligation to make a bracha prior is l'chatchila, but b'diavad you can always make the bracha afterwards. So the idea that there would be some where even l'chatchila you make the bracha afterwards, not so terrible. It's within the realm of acceptability anyway, right? So, but according to the Rambam, and especially if it's a matir, so how can that be? So either you have to say that what the Gemara really, really means is that it would have been a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's not. Or that in a case where it's impossible to do it any other way, so then it's, you know, even after the fact, the bracha is mitzurah to the mitzvah. Maybe the problem is that, you know, typically, since you're supposed to make it in advance, you could make it in advance, you choose not to, or you forget to make it in advance. It's just not alpidit. It's not defined as a Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay. And that may be why, in cases where there's another good reason, you know, to do it, let's say it's not impossible to do it that way, but out of solidarity, because it's one theme, you know, tevilah, or that there's a chashash or bracha levatala, like Shema Nisnavla, or, you know, maybe she'll say no, or maybe, you know, the mila won't be a proper mila, or the moel will be queasy, or whatever it is. So then, again, the fact that there's an objective reason, you know, why you are delaying, at least could solve the tzirov problem. Okay, but either way, this is the pashtus is, just trying to make the point, that there are those who understand that when you make the bracha afterwards, that this is the question. For the Ravid, when you make the bracha afterwards in Birchas Harrison, it's because of what I just said. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah, albeit one which is better accomplished afterwards. Or is that another way of saying, like I was saying, maybe for the Rambam about to be less scare, and that is you can't make a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? So you do is you make a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah instead. So it's a Birchas Shevach, not a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the question. And this seems to be a discussion among the Rishonim who hold that in cases you sometimes make a bracha la'achra, but for good reason. Is that because, it, you know, for whatever reason it's a Birchas Shavach now or not? In the Ravid, with regard to Birchas Eirusin, this is something we discussed when we learned Kedushin back in the day, if you look in the, at least in his tshuvas, it's Mindeim and so on, the evidence seems to be that he still holds it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Afal Pikein. But not everybody agrees on that point. Okay, either way, with regard to Shechita, just getting back to the main point for a moment, so we have the Gemara in Psachim, which clearly has it as Overlasi Yasan. The main focus of the Gemara there is what the Nusach HaBracha will be, whether it's Lishchot, Ala Shechita. We already encountered the possibility that you'll be Mchalik between Shechita of Chulin and Kodshim in that regard. I still want to talk about Ramam Shita. But, right, it sounds like there's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's a bracha in advance. Then you have the Peivav Amud Beis discussion, which I want to get back to. That's a little trickier, because it goes to the question of Hepsek, which also should depend on the nature of this bracha. And then you have the Yerushalmi, which clearly sees it as a Birchas HaMitzvah, has the discussion about Nisnavla, and so on. Okay, now. So having said that, now the question is, okay, so let's assume that almost everybody agrees that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah for Shechita. Right, now the question is, how does that fit in with other rules? So I already mentioned, you know, the Rabbi Avad, Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, a discussion, just going to get back to that for a second. Namely, his question is why, you know, there seems to be a view that would explain why we do not make many brachos, based on the principle that the focus of the particular mitzvah is avoiding the iser rather than a kiyum. And if that's true, says the Rabbi Avad, then how do you explain Birchas Shechita? Right, that's the question. Again, the question assumes that Shechita is mostly about avoiding an Iser. Otherwise, the question doesn't get off the ground. And I contrasted that already. I'm not going to go back to discuss that again with the Prima Gaddim's discussion Again, the Prima Gadim was saying that for the Bach, the Kiddush is that there is a Berachas HaMitzvah, and the issue is whether or not, if Shechita is only a Matir, there shouldn't be a Berachas HaMitzvah. If Shechita is an Iser Aseh, right, a Bein Ezvucha, then there should be a Berachas HaMitzvah. I was saying, it might be a Matir and you would need a Mitzvah. And sorry, you would need a Berachas HaMitzvah. And it might be an Ein Ezvucha, and you wouldn't. That's why I said yesterday. I don't want to go back on that. Fine. But getting back to Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, so that puts the question in sharp, highlights it. But then the question is suggested to be answered based on the Gemara. Eitan, you have that? Where you saw that? We talked about it. What is that again? Based on the Gemara in Tezai. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We just have to read that Gemara. I just want to get on the record first, just make it clear, because I was running.
Oh, yeah, he says that since the burn of the Kiva, plus the Kiva, was similar to the Midwar, so they made a brach on Shkita, because it wasn't just connected to the Asara. So, therefore, nowadays, even though it is connected to the Asara, it's similar to the
Midwar. Yeah, Dari Shkita, Sh'adam Muzar, Shalol Lachol Nevela, Umavarach Aleha. That's the question. Okay? Again, assuming that that's the dominant theme, and then when you have that as a dominant theme, that doesn't require a bracha. Okay? Udilma bin dechira be'alma haya nitzal min anavela, macha shalomesa me'atzma, v'ashchita haysa mitzvah b'fnei atzma ba'osa shah, shahaya basa nechira muteres. If you hold a Rabbi Akiva that basa nechira was muteres at some point for Klal Yisrael, then you would have a situation where there was no shechita, right? And there was also no nevela. So shechita is separate from nevela. The afal pishach shav yesh ben nechira mishum nevela, kivin shehukvo sabracha hukvo. So again, I'm assuming that it doesn't mean, you know, that it's all fixed in stone, because they, you know, back in the time of the Midbar, you know, they established the nusach habracha and we can't change it. I don't think that is what it means. But I think what it means is it's another way of saying that history, some cases history is irrelevant, or history is just history, it's about the past, right? And in some cases, the past is a factor in the present. Just like we were talking about Adam and Noah, right? All past fossilized history, or that history is important. When a Rishon says that a Nusach HaBracha is determined by, you know, what happened in the Midbar, likely what he means is, you know, that there's something about that, even though the details change, it's no longer as discernible. But again, the echo still resonates. Okay, so what is that? It sounds like what he's saying is what? That Shechita had nothing to do, or Shechita transcends Nevela. Even without Nevela, there's some institution called Shechita. So what is that Shechita about? What do you think? Like, we'll discuss the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel inside. It's obviously relevant to them in a minute. But well, what was Shechita used for, according to Rabbi Akiva, if Nechira was permissible? Is that so clear? Oh, the Rambam says that. Yeah. Well, the Rambam says even more than that. We'll get to that. But what do I say? The Rambam says more than that. Although the Nosa Kalim, some of them just like ignored it. What do you say? What do I mean by that, Yehuda? He thinks that you're not allowed to do Shechita. He thinks that according to Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam holds that you weren't allowed to do Shechita, right, aside from Kachim in the time of the Midbar. That's not what the Gemara says, at least not. Listen, the Gemara, it sounds like you didn't need to do Shechita, according to Rabbi Akiva. Not that you couldn't. Right? So the Rambam is very challenging. We'll get back to that. Most Rishonim don't think that. They think that you could probably do either one you want. Okay? But according to the Rambam, at least, you could only do it for Kachim. Probably, you certainly only needed to do it for Kachim. But Is that the view of this Rishon here? Does he say it's Kachim? Or does he think that there were two options? You know, in the Midbar, you could do Dechira, or you could do Shechita, even if the Shechita wasn't Kachim. Right? If he's referring to Kachim, so he's basically saying that the Bracha, right, is defined by the Shechitas Kachim of the Midbar. That's the relevant history. If not, then he's going even further and saying there were two ways to eat meat in the Midbar. Well, let's say, to use the language of the Ramban for a moment, it'll show us a little bit later on when we finish this. Let's say the ultimate expression of Basar Taiva, or of the Heter of Basar Taiva, was Nechira. And a lesser one was Shechita. Okay, so are we saying that the difference between that lesser one and that greater one, justifies a bracha, a birkas hamitzvah? Sounds like it. So we'll hold off on that, but either way, this is very significant. If he means only in the context of kachim, that's significant. If not, it's even a little bit more mekudash. Yeah.
In the different versions of how it's quoted,
yeah,
it seems to be in two of the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Because in like the Abu Jirham, he quotes it in others, Shechita mitzvah yibikne atzma yibos hashav.
A mitzvah, that's the one I have in front of me.
But when the Tmin Dayan quotes it, he says, Shechita mitzvah yibikne atzma yibikachin yibos hashav.
Yeah. Correct.
So that seems to be very...
Exactly what we're talking about. That's why I'm quoting the Abu Dram one, because I think it's a little more mechudash even. Yeah. Okay. So that is, in the end, the Abu Dram ends up saying that you actually can make a bracha even on a negative, as long as it's not a mitzvah of Abaveira. I think I mentioned this the other day, right? As long as it's not a mitzvah of Abaveira, as long. Veleke b'shchita chad mihani tami, delema delo levarach alei. Hello, Tali Bedas Acherim, Lav Mitzvah Babaver, by which he means Lav Anita Klase, Lotoka Kondavelo Lav Mitzvah Sosase Anita Klasehu, and so on. So, in the end, what he's saying is really, really, even if it's connected to being Mafkia and Nevela, that would still justify Bracha. He's concluding on the note of expanding Hilchos Brachos. Not so much revising Shechita. Okay, that part is because Bracha is interesting, but less Shechita interesting. Good. Let's turn our attention to a parallel discussion, and that is the Rosh. Okay? So, Yitzi, what about the Rosh? Rosh Yitzhak. What's the background? Birchas Harrison, correct?
And said that Birchas Harrison is in the Birchas Mitzvah.
Well, he starts off by saying, why do we have this, tremendously complex bracha? Right? V'tzivanu al arayas, v'asolanu as arusas, v'hitrilanu as anusuos, right? Al yidei chuba v'kiddushin, mekadesh Yisrael, or mekadesh amo Yisrael, al yidei chuba v'kiddushin. Right? He says, like, heichan matzinu, such a lengthy, complicated, complex bracha, right? So, and part of his question is, after all, did anybody ever say, that's fascinating, this is where the choice, this is the example that he picked, right? Of all the examples that he had, did anybody say, Asher Kedushanu, B'mitzvosa V'tzivanu, Alever Menachai, V'asar Lanu Esidinad, this part, but, V'asar Lanu Es Hanadelos, V'hatrefos, V'hitter Lanu Es Hashkutos, I feel like going to the cadence, That part he didn't add. But he said, well, Heichan Matzinu, did anybody ever say V'tzivanu Alever Menachai when they were making bracha on Shechita? Right? So the assumption of the Rosh, and this part seems reasonable, is that Shechita is a Birchas HaMitzvah, right, and that at least his initial thinking was that v'tzivanu al arayos and v'asar lanu or v'tzivanu al ever menachai are parallel. Correct. Okay. So again, I find that fascinating. I mentioned the other day, you know, the Vitzivanu al Arayos, you know, is, you know, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, how it begins, a Sefer Kedusha, though, right? And I don't think it's a coincidence. Either way, that's a question. Okay, what's the answer? That Birchas Erusin, famous answer of the Rush, Yitzi, is not. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And that's why it has such a long Nusach HaBracha. Okay? As opposed to Birchas HaShechita, which is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? But then the question is, why do you need a Birchas HaMitzvah for, why do you have a Birchas HaMitzvah for Shechita when you don't have one for Erusin? What do you mean? What's the connection? Because why don't you have one in Erusin in the end of the day? Because what? Because the mitzvah is Piri Varivya. Erusin is a mean to an end. So he says, and what about Shechita? Right? Why don't you say Shechita also doesn't occasion? You know, it's only a matir, and it's not really a mitzvah, is it? That's his question. You have language? So he gives three answers. Yeah. Oh, so the first answer is, Yitzi?
It's impossible to eat without shechting.
What?
It's impossible to eat without shechting.
Okay, good. Just translate it in more halachic terminology. Those are what the words mean, for sure. That's what he says, no question. But in terms of being helpful, what's a criterion for Birchas HaMitzvah? And what which is filled by Shechita? One word. What triggers the Birchas HaMitzvah? It's so interesting. What would you say? In terminology that we've been using. It's a matir. Meaning, Erusin is not a matir for Piri Varivya. Right? I mean, it is, but it's not a ma'akev matir. Because it's not right, it's improper, but you could, you know, fulfill Piri Varivya outside of Erusin. Right? Fully? Probably not according to the Rambam, but at least the Rush thinks so. Correct? But you can't eat the basar without the shechita. So basically what he's saying is, the matir, this is so fascinating, because different Rishonim start with different assumptions. That's so interesting about it. The matir is a reason for it being Birchas HaMitzvah. Remember the Prima Gadim was saying, if it's a matir, you're not going to make a bracha on it. You're only going to make a bracha if it's an Isra Asay. What? Right? The Rabbi Avad was saying, if it's connected to the lab, you're not going to make a bracha. Right, everybody starts off with a different assumption. I'm interested in the criterion of Hilchos Brachos, but I'm more interested now, we're not learning Brachos, we're learning Shechita. So I'm interested in how Shechita fits in, given the scheme. So for the Rush, the first daya is, Erusin is not a matir for Piri Varivya, but Shechita is a matir for Achilas Basar. Right? You agree? Okay, just want to make sure. Hey, what's the second? What do you make of that? I mean, this is all stuff that we've seen, but now it's being put in an interesting context, so it has meaning. Right? What do you make of this? It's not just a matir. The second answer in the Rush is, it's not just a matir. Maybe being a matir wouldn't be enough. What is it? The Torah calls it a mitzvah. Meaning what? Using terminology that we are familiar with. I'm not sure which one. One of two. Yeah. The easiest thing is to say it's a kiyum. The Torah says it's a tzivoy, so it's a kiyum. It's not a chiyuv tmidi, like shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but it is a kiyum. Torah says v'tzivanu, or maybe it even means it's like a contingent, what I call the contingent chiyuv, like the Kesef Mishnah. right? The language of the tzivanu is relevant, just like some of the other Rishonim said, ah, there's a birchas hamitzvah, it must be a mitzvah. Or some of them said, like the Ramban and the Bahag, like you'd think that it says, the Nusach HaBracha says v'tzivanu, so it must be a mitzvah. Right? So this is the second view of the Rosh. So if the first view and the second view are exciting, which I think they are, when you think about the third, on the exciting level, scale, quotient. Less, more, the same. It's like one of those, you know, breaker or break the ice questions. What? He said more.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the third answer?
Oh,
keep going. Yeah, okay, that's so basically what's exciting about the third one?
The reason why they're in general
is because of Shkita's Kodshim. So the question is very simple, and that is, so make a bracha on Shkita's Kodshim. Right? Why do you have to make a bracha on Shkita's Chulin? Right? So, obviously, the more you think that Shechita comes from the world of Kodshim, right? And that's Kasher Tzivisi, Kasher Tzivisani, right? And that, V'achalta V'zavachta V'achalta, sorry. Ma Kodshim, Bizvicha, Af Chulim Bizvicha. I mean, this is a phrase in Parshas Re'eh, right? And especially the emphasis, both the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos and especially even more so the Ramban. If you really think that this comes from the world of Kodshim, even though it is a Chulin, manifestation of it, then you totally understand it. Right? Again, that might be the answer anyway for the Tshuva with Rav Yosef and Palat, if you have the Tmim Deim version too, right? Because what is he saying? He's saying, well, the Shechita, was for Kodshim, not for Nevela. Correct? Yeah? Natan, what you were quoting before? If you have the Girsa of the, not the Abadram one, but the other one, then you're basically saying the same thing. Right? In the Orzarua, he is troubled by a slightly different problem. One second. I think this time I got it right. Oh, maybe not. Oh, wrong thing to press. One second. It's all part of the experiment, Okay. So the Orzarua. Oh, where'd it go? The Orzarua is very big on the idea that you don't make brachos on dvarim that don't have a zman kitzva. Like you can, they could happen any time. It's a daka, those kind of things. Yeah.
Just on the rush point.
Yeah.
I don't know methodologically whether this makes sense or not, but the rush in the Tosis HaRush in a lot of places, it deals with the Shechal Isra question. He only quotes the Teretz of Tosos about Inez Vucha, but doesn't quote the Ritzvah. So I don't know if that's telling.
Doesn't quote the Ritzvah. But most Bali Tosos don't either.
And even the one like Alatar and Shavuos, just quotes the first.
Shavuos quotes, I see.
The Tosos are Russian, contrast to Tosos there. I don't know if that's a deal.
Interesting. I'm saying most Bali Tosos don't quote the Ritzvah. Yeah. I mean, even in Tosam Tzachim doesn't quote it. The Cheskas Yisr Kayemis Beitza doesn't quote it. I hear that. Although it's interesting that he does quote Avraham Ben Achai in addition to Enos Vucha on Kuf Chaf, I think. He has both. So I'm not sure. I hear that, though. Okay, the Orzarua's thing is tzedakah, these things. If I can read this. So, right. That's a bit. Big question of Birchas HaTorah, whether it's a chiyuv all the time or not. Kol kiyotze b'hem sheyesh zman shechayev u'pa'amim sheino chayev b'hen you make a bracha. Aval osan shela'olam chayev b'hem ve'ein itim lihipater mehem kegon l'ham in belokenu l'yuroso Bikur Cholim, Tanchumi Avelim, Nesina Sadaka, Chalitza Yibum, meaning he doesn't mean every second, it means that there's no particular time, there's no time when particularly you're ever Pator, She'en Lem Ptur, there's no Bracha, because no Chibur. Okay. This is Aleph Kufmet. V'hodim b'varchin al ha-shchita, af al pi she'bekol shah she'rotze lechol tzorech lishkot. That's an interesting, just a strange... Again, the entry point in all of these is different, as you can see. Right? But again, I'm not concerned with the Hilchos Brachos part per se. I'm interested in the Shkita application. So Hodem Varchin al ha-shchita should be a bracha. How can you make a bracha on Shkita anytime that has no time? Whenever you want a steak meal, you got to do shkita. It can happen in the middle of the night, right? Oh, so he says, "Hayna mishum shkitas kadshim sheyesh la hefsek hilkach lo chilku b'shkita inami sheyochal lipater mishkitas chulin sheim yirtza la yochal yolam basar." So the second answer I totally get, meaning, you know, don't turn the, you know, lack of timing of shechita into a strength. It's really a weakness. It's just because there's no chiyuv ever, not because it's a constant. It's not a muna b'shem or tzedakah, right? You know, it's not even bikur cholim. You know, whenever there's an opportunity, you got to do it. But shechita, it's the opposite. There's no timing because you never have to do it ever, right? Okay, so that part I know. But the other answer is fascinating. He's saying, you know, Hanami, if Shechitas Chulin was the story, there would be no bracha. But there's Shechitas Kachim. Okay, what does that have to do with Shechitas Chulin? Right? Oh. So once again, you have this the same basic idea. Okay, so this is a big theme. I want to still speak about the Rambam. But I'm going to get back to the Rambam and do all the Rambams together. The Rambam's view in Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam's main interest, again, it's clear that the Rambam felt that Birchas Shechita is a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's clear that he felt that this was prominent. Again, we already talked about the two diukim in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, namely the Lefikach and the application, you know, to it not being ma'akev, right? Namely, we talk about the fact that the Kesef Mishnah thinks that the Lefikach has to do with the Nusach HaBracha, right, like Binyamin was suggesting also. But the Lechem Mishnah disagrees. Lechem Mishnah thinks that the Lefikach is it's a mitzvah, it needs a bracha. Okay, again, typically you will not find that, I'm not saying you'll never find it, but you don't find that in most, Ram doesn't usually say Lefikach. Since you have to blow shofar, you have to make a bracha. Because it's a davar pasha. What's the tension, if you will, you know, in shechita? And then especially the second part, and by the way, it's not ma'ak. Like we said, you have it in Birchas Nisuin. You have it here and there. By the way, this week's, you know, in the parsha, you have it a little bit. You know, l'avarti mimitzvah secha v'lo shechachti. Like there's a famous... you know, Rashi, and Ramban accuses Rashi of meaning lo shechachti melevarechecha. Right? He thinks it means, you know, birchas hamitzvah. And Ramban says, how could that be? There's no birchas hamitzvah doraisa. Right? Anyways, and the Ramban l'shitaso thinks that birchas haTorah is doraisa. He doesn't think it's a birchas hamitzvah. So from his point of view, he's on safe ground. But anyways, the bigger point is, why would you, and the Lechem Mishnah asks that question too, right? Lechem Mishnah says, I don't understand why here the Rambam has to say something which he doesn't feel the need to say in many other places because it's obvious, and that's a Birchas HaMitzvah, not Ma'akev. And he himself points to Eldar Adani and the Rav Yah, right, and all the discussions whether or not there may be some ikuv in this particular case. But as we said before, it's more than that. It's the idea that, you know, Eldar Adani even called it, we'll talk more about Eldar Adani, but called it Pigol. You know, that's pretty striking. Okay. But the idea is that one way or another, the Rambam seems to be emphasizing, right, that the role of the mitzvah in Birchas HaMitzvah and the bracha in the mitzvah, either playing an outsized role, is a factor here. Okay, once again, Rambam's perspective that shechita is something mitzvah-oriented, maybe kadshim-oriented, etc. By the way, along those lines, I already mentioned Bechor Bal Mum in the Rambam. Again, the Kesef Mishnah thinks that there are two parshas in the Torah. One is, you know, Psula Mikdashim, first parsha in Re, as we discussed. And then the second parsha is what we think, what the Gemara calls Chulin, and what the Rambam, based on other Gemaras, thinks is also Bechor Bal Mum. I mentioned this already, but I just wanted to mention now that it is the Kesef Mishnah. I just wanted to confirm it. I looked at it again. Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, Bechor Bal Mum is different than Bechor Mukdashim, because you don't need pidyon. What he doesn't say, but what he means, obviously, is that it's closer to Chulin, but it's still Kadshim. So even the Rambam's Raya, you know, still connects all this to Kadshim. Moreover, the Rambam has a connection. I mean, the Rambam, when he talks about Chaya, it says that Chaya is... How do you know that Chaya requires Shechita? Rambam says, Mitzah says Sheyishchot, da-da-da, one second. Mitzah Sheyishchot, Mishi Girtza. By the way, I also think of the Diuk in the language. Rambam says the, you know, Lishchot V'achar Kach Yochal, you know. And here he has in the Halacha, Mishi Girtza, which is a remind. We have ringing in our ear at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Mishi Yirtza. Mishi Yirtza lecho basar behema chaya v'ov v'achar kach yochal. Right? Nitzah says she yishkot Mishi Yirtza lecho v'achar kach yochal. Just very verbose. This isn't just, you know, telling you cause and effect. This is the Rambam saying. This is a matir which is suffused with significance. That's what I think. We already talked about that. So the line, says the Radvaz, is seemingly superfluous. Says the Radvaz. Afagav dechay b'chal behema, shiny hacha deloksiv behema elav zavachta mibkarecha mitzonecha, vein chay b'chal bakar vitzon. So you need a makar for chaya. That's the first answer. What's the second answer? The su dibzavachta bekadshim ksiv, v'chulin yalef mehem. B'chaya ain't a b'chal zvichas kadshim. Mishum hachi maisala mikra achrina. Even though chaya is b'chal behema, says the Radvaz, the Rambam wasn't happy, wasn't satisfied with that as a makar. Because since the pasuk and the din is borrowed from the world of kadshim, and chaya is not subject to karbanos, so if you didn't have a separate limud, you wouldn't apply the regular din of chaya b'chal behema. Okay. Yeah. So let me talk about the Taz just for a minute. Cover time again, right? The Taz, right, is a very interesting piece. Eitan, you were quarterbacking? Is that the right word to say? Who's the Tom Brady fan? Quarterbacking? Yes. Winning quarterbacking. Okay. So what's the background of the Taz? You have an interesting discussion in, what is it, Simon Aleph? What does Shulchan Aruch say? There's really a discussion of the Rush, right? The Rush and the Yor Zarua, that goes such a read, I told you to look at. The question is, what about somebody who is capable to do shechita? Right, Eitan?
Yeah.
He can do shechita, but he can't make a bracha. So this is an interesting question. Again, Bidyeved, Zev, right? Zev?
Yeah.
B'dieved, that's not a problem, right? Because the bracha is not ma'akevas. So what's the issue? L'chatchila. L'chatchila, the guy make, is that really true though? I mean, is there any, is there a requirement that the that the osa mitzvah or the osa pe'ula make a bracha in general? So we know, so arvus would mean that there is a din or there's no din?
Arvus would mean that there's no din.
Correct. In other words, when it comes to arvus, we say yotze motze. But if you want to be yotze with somebody else's kiddush, that's okay. Right? Yotze motze. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. However, can be yotze birkas hanenu with somebody else's bracha? No. Okay. So, given that background, right? Okay, we want the bracha to be chal, l'chatchila, because you should make the bracha, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says here, hashomea ve'ena medaber, right? Im hu mumcha shochet l'chatchila im acher mevarech. Correct? And this is really a debate. So do you have it there? Do you have the Taz? Let's just go run through the Taz just very quickly, because it's yeah. So what he goes through the different, what is it, Sif Katan, what is it, Yud Zayin?
V'is Yosef v'shem Arash, v'yalav v'daber v'eno shumoy, lo yishchot l'chatchila.
Daber shem v'daber sh'eno shomei, v'eno shomeya, lo yishchot l'chatchila. Wait a minute. V'daber v'eno shomeya, lo yishchot l'chatchila, because he can't, right? He can't hear the bracha either. Correct? Okay, good. And we learned that out of Truma. Good. Hiksha Beis Yosef.
Hiksha Beis Yosef. Amar lo yalav gam nishtatik la'asa l'chatchila v'mitruma.
Meaning, if he could hear, so in theory he could hear the bracha, although he can't articulate it. But that should... What about the halacha there? That should also not be l'chatchila. Right? Go ahead. Why? Be truma. You have a parallel situation in truma. You're supposed to make a berachas ha-truma. Berbracha nafrashas truma. And the halacha seems to be that a nishtatek, but an ilaim, even if he's shomea, should l'chatchila not be mafresh truma. Right, Zev? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. The ilaim, the arum.
The tirates, the tana lo ratza lishanos taknasa.
Okay. That's a kind of a technical answer. Good. The tamuali. Taz doesn't like it.
The adra. Mahashmav masisin. The lo mahani taknasa. The tana dumir the arum. The sham lo mahani acher mevaru.
Yeah.
And yze atam. Severely the MS.
La orzarua.
La orzarua.
Meaning in Achanami, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that an Elaim, right, could do Shechita, l'chatchila, based on this, you should say that it's not so. And indeed, it's Machok Zaposkin, whether or not somebody who can't be Mevarech Be'atzmo, l'chatchila, can be Shochet or not. That's a Machlokas. Correct? Great. Then says the Taz, V'nira li,
chila liyashe mashe kasha ala arzurua, v'mashna me'ahidiso peregro, ra'u v'izin, kol brachos, hafal kishi yatsamotsi.
What's the problem of, if you can hear, why can't you be yotze with somebody's birchas ha-truma or birchas ha-shchita? You didn't make it on your own. Great. But why is it any different than Kiddush that you didn't make on your own?
Pirush Rashi Sharei Kol Yisrael Arvim Zeh B'Zeh LeMitzvos Kutmi Birchas Halecha Kulu Pirush Birchas Anen B'Zeh In Arvos She'im Kol Bala Adam Delo Tehani
V'Lusani V'Livroch. There's no Tziruf. There's no Mitzvah. There's no Chiyuv. It's very personal. Therefore, it's not transferable. Right? Bim Kain Kasha.
Bim Kain kasha lama lo yivarech acher betruma shvita.
Meaning, why not? It should be treated like
birchas
mitzvah. It should be treated like not like birchas hanen, right? Like birchas mitzvah.
The nearer the mechalik being called mitzvah shadim tzarikasos begufo dafka lo yidei acher mishum hachi efrechu beim eno yachol avarich.
Yivarech acher. What's he saying?
That if it's possible for the guy making the bracha to do it, then there's no reason to be mechalik.
Wait, again, one more time. You're mechalik between kol mitzvah shadam tzarich la'asos begufo. Dafka. I mean, if he has to do something on his own. So then you have arvus. But if you have something that anybody could do, what well, we don't need everybody to do it individually. Right? Since it's efshar lasa sayide acher, right? Every individual doesn't have to do his own shchita and his afrasha. So imkein osa shiyasa mitzvah yivarech. Right? That's when there is a chiyuv on everybody, so then there's arvos. And when there's no chiyuv on anybody, everybody, it could just be done by somebody, then the somebody should also be the one to make the bracha. That's the distinction that they're making. This is the way that they are explaining that what? That this is, again, a very important question, right? That birchas shchita and birchas hafrashas truma, right, you would never split the maisa and the bracha, right? Masha enkein, something which is a chiyuv on every individual. Again, it's a little counterintuitive, frankly, but it's also on second thought very understandable. Right? You'd think, oh, the more there's an individual obligation, the more every individual has to, you know, fend for himself. And if there's not an individual obligation, you just need somebody to make the bracha, so it's all just much more fungible. Like, who really cares who makes the bracha and who... People can be motzi acher v'dei chavas. And what he's saying is, no, not true. It's about tziruf. It's about arvus. So the more everybody's obligated... Right, there's also tziruf between the parties, and if somebody needs to do it, then that somebody should do the whole thing. That's what he's saying so far. Go ahead. Ula rush nira.
Ula rush nira. The gamu sphere lay the ilayim lo yitrom. The afram ibareh. Mitam shez shezacharti.
Mitam shezacharti. He says in Achanami, the rush seems to say that when it comes to truma, for this very reason, right. Elaim, you shouldn't split the maisa and the bracha. However, this is the big chiddush of the Taz. Go ahead.
Ela de b'shvita nira taimo de acher mevarech shapir de birchas hashvita.
The acher mevarech shapir. However, this is the Taz's chiddush. I agree with the Rosh and this svara when it comes to truma, but I don't agree with him when it comes to shchita. Shchita and truma are not the same thing. Okay. Why not? Go ahead. The birchas shchita.
The birchas shchita in obal shchita atzma. In chachiyuv l'shchita me'arota la'efal. Ela ikra kavana l'sei shevach l'malkom baruchu al she'asa lanu achilas ha'azar below shchita. B'zeh badai kol Yisrael shayach ba'us ha'bracha. She'arei al kulam yish iser. Ela she'ein makom l'varech shevach zeh ela b'shas shchitas.
One second. So what's he saying? This is a big chiddush, and again, it's a little difficult in Sugim Psachim. It's a little difficult in the Sugim Chulin, and it's a little difficult in the Yerushalmi and Brachos. Okay, but at the end of the day, he is suggesting that Birchas Shchita is a Birchas Shevach V'Hoda. Why is it a Birchas Shevach V'Hoda? So, Ein Chiyuv L'Shchita Im Eina Rotza L'Achila. And what about Tatruma? Zeb? Is the mitzvah of hafrashas truma, even if you're not going to eat it or give it to the kohen? That's what he seems to say.
Yeah.
Rabbi Kiviger calls him out on that. This is a famous discussion. Shai mitzvah hafrasha lo matzasi zeh, says Rabbi Kiviger. De mipshutohu rak kasherotza la'achlo asur ad shehifrish truma. Ubemagan Avram simen ches ken kasav l'inyan chala. In my opinion, there could be room. This is not for now. You can ask me about it some other time. But I do think that there might be a reason to be mechalik between chala and truma. Even though chala and truma both have tebel and afrasha, but I do think that this is a big issue in general. Namely, is the ikar on tikkun tebel, or is the ikar on the mitzvah of hafrasha and nesina? And tikkun tevel is a consequence of ignoring that mitzvah. And gufa, could you be mechalek between chala and truma in that regard? Okay, I'm not going to go into the details right now, but this is a famous that the Rabbi Kiviger says, I think you're wrong about truma. But the Taz is assuming in truma there's a chiyuv afrasha, and in shechita there's never a chiyuv. It's only a matir, but what's fascinating about it, so you would think, oh, there's no mitzvah, it's just a matir, right? But the same Taz thinks that it occasions this rhapsodic, you know, outburst of Shalach V'Hoda. Not the content, it's not like Birchas Seirusin in that way. Meaning, the whole point of the rush, that's the irony, what was the rush saying? Birchas Seirusin is a birchas shevach v'hoda. And that's, you know, why it says v'tzivanu al arayos v'aso lanu asaru, the whole business. Right? And then masha ein kein, shechita, there are three reasons why it's a birchas hamitzvah. The Taz says, birchas shechita is not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas shevach v'hoda. Like what the Rush says about Erisin, the Taz says about Shechita, which is pretty ironic because, you know, it's almost like you can hear the, you know, Vitzivanu al Eivar Min Achai, like, you know, in the back of your mind. So in a way that, he's not changing the words. That would have been even better. But, you know, it's just Al Mitzvah Shechita. But packed into Al Mitzvah Shechita is the following Kavana. Ikar HaKavana Lase Shevach Lamakum. Go ahead. Al She'asar Lanu Achilas Basar. Below Shechita, you're thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for that? Thank you so much for assuring, you know, for retaining a measure of Adam, you know, Harishon's original Iser, Aruch Hashem. Right? And might as well, I mean, it's not much to add, you know, an Eivar Min Achai. Baruch Hashem for Nevela and Eivar Min Achai. Where would we be without them? No, but I mean it. Okay. Meaning, what's he saying? Ubezeh badai kol Yisrael shayach. I mean, how does it help you here? The answer is, if you had you don't have the tziruf of kol echad being mechuyev, right? But there is a different kind of tziruf, and that is this bracha is not on the maisa. The maisa is just a cheftza trigger. It's an experience which justifies the bracha. What he's saying is, why don't you make this bracha all the time? Like you can imagine, people just walking around and muttering about Eivar Min Achai and Nevela all day long. And it says there's no context. And there are other things to be mishabeach about. Right? It's only when you encounter, right, the, you know, the Chafetz Shel Mitzvah, this idea, that's when you should break out in this poetic thought, if not words. That's what he says, right? So there's never an obligation, you know, to shecht it, but kol Yisrael shayich b'osa bracha sharei al kulam yesh iser ele shein mokom levarich shevach zu ele b'shas shchitas shum behema. Dugma l'davar, keep going.
Yadachar b'eth yosef b'simen reish samachay v'shem rabbeinu tam v'birchas lach niso b'bris shehi shevach v'odaya.
Yeah, I mean, even if, you know, alamila, is a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? The second bracha, Lachniso Barisa Shel Avraham Avinu, is a Birchas Shevach Vehoda. Okay, but there we all understand what we're rhapsodizing about. Kedushas Yisrael, right? Mila. It's a little painful. It's our dinuka, but we understand what it is, right? Is Vitzivanu al Arayos for the rush that? And is Eva Minachai and the Isur of Achilas Basar Belishchita that? The answer is yes. That's what he's saying, basically. Keep going.
Mishimachi Nicha. The Birchas Erisin, Shachasin Maharis, Baharab Mivarech.
Meaning he's not saying it, but he's picking up on the Rosh's idea. If you ask me, I mean, I've said this in the past. I mean, the question is, most of Rishonim think that Birchas Eirusin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? The Rambam certainly holds that way. Most of Rishonim, even the Ravid, who thinks to make it after, think that. What do they do with the lengthy and half negative Nusach HaBracha? What do? They say that that's a description that we're trying to explain what the mitzvah is. Meaning it tells a story of this particular mitzvah. Don't think the mitzvah is to get married. The mitzvah is getting married in a method which acknowledges the standards of the marriage. Vitzivanu al arayos v'asar lanu esar, what I call the oser kodem lamatir. That's part of the Kedusha Stebeh, that's Mekadesh Yisrael. So what we're saying about the Isra v'achilas basar, or Avraham Menachai, the same thing. Or Mila, right? These are all requirements. There's some downside to them in a technical, pragmatic way. And all of them are an investment in living a life that is spiritually elevated, right? That's what he's saying. It's like Isarayos, right? Just like the Rosh said, well, why don't you say Vitzivanu al Avraham Menachai? Okay? The word Taz is going for it. Aval b'hafroshas truma. Go ahead, have Ikra, go ahead.
Have Ikra Abracha al Mitzvah Safrasha, lo al Isra Achilas Teva. Share Mitzvah Safrasha, Chiyav Olav, Afilu im Eino Rotze Lehachol Minatzah.
Yeah, that's his view, that's what the Rabbi Kiveger thinks is wrong. Right? He says that I don't think he's right about Afrasha's Truma. Okay. Im Kain,
have Mitzvah Zos, Kishar Mitzvos.
Meaning Mitzvah of Afrasha. Yeah. Kim Chain Chiyav Begufo, Lasos Chain. Go ahead.
The Efshar Litro,
And that's how he's explaining the rush. Mishum hachi nicha ba'hida ilim lo yitrom deleis be'emes takanta levarich. Go ahead. Bameshen is kashen kasavti. Go ahead.
This yashi ma shehukisho lebal hadrisha lo me yivarich acher tag ba'lo birchas anen.
There's no Yatza Motzi in Birchas Hanenin, so why is there Yatza Motzi in why can somebody else be Mavarech? That meaning there are two questions. Can he, by hearing the bracha, is that good enough? But what about the other guy making the bracha? Isn't that like a bracha levatala? Like if I were to make a Birchas Hanenin for you, that would be a bracha levatala. Not only would you not be Yotze, but I would be making a bracha levatala.
The
tirates. Mashatirates, okay. Morichami, that's the Bach, who got very high marks here today, right, for his athletic prowess. Right, go ahead. Kasav Gam Kain. Yeah, and that's also the pshat, and by the way, the shach. If you look at the shach says explicitly here that, you know, if somebody else can be mevarech, it's that means somebody else who's also shechting his own animal. So Reuven's shechting his animal. Shimon at the same time is shechting his animal. Right? So Shimon can be Yotze with Reuven's bracha. At least Reuven, it's not a bracha levatala. But the Taz, the son-in-law, says, I don't think that's true. I think that when it comes to Shechita, Reuven can make the Birchas HaShechita even when he's not shechting for himself. And Shimon, Shechita, is covered by Reuven's bracha. Why? Because it's a Birchas Shevach. Right? The lilo nira, the zed, im kein oya show sek milafarish kem behedja, emachem bevarich ala shkita acheres, ala kemosha kasavnu, right? The ein kan birchasanen in klal, ala shevach vahodal, iser kemo birchasanen. It would be easier for one to hold like the Taz, or many other nafkamina, you know, probably also. Let's say, if you held like the Rambam generally, right, that if him avar v'lo birech, that it's a broad, that, you know, masha avar avar, as the Rambam puts it, or masha avar avar. But that wouldn't be true if it's a birchas shevach. Typically, birchas shevach actually follow most cases. There are some exceptions. Okay, so what I'm trying to show is that the Taz really thinks this is a rhapsodic bracha because he thinks this is all about Kiddushas Yisrael. Right, it fits in to the other perspectives that we have encountered. Okay, I'm going to have to stop here. I want to talk about, now of course, in light of that, what about the question of Sach Bain or Hefsek? We'll talk briefly about that. In other words, let's say you're shechting a bunch of animals and you interrupt. Right? Or again, the interruption of Kisui, which also depends on the relationship between Kisui and Shkita, but right. What about all those things and a few other things? That I don't want to get too bogged down with Simon Yates, because we just need to move out of this. But I'll give a couple of other examples. Finish discussing Bracha briefly, not comprehensively. And then the final part of this is to talk about the Rishonim's view of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? And then we'll start with Tosis on Beis and Aleph and start going.